March 17, 2025. Today's devotion, entitled, Go, Leave This Place, is written by Tim Priddy. The scripture passage is Exodus chapter 33, verses 1 through 6. The Lord said to Moses, Go, leave this place, you and the people whom you have brought up out of the land of Egypt, and go to the land of which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, To your descendants I will give it. When I first read this familiar scripture, it was hard for me to relate to Moses' call from God to pick up and move again. Other than living in Morgantown during college between August 1974 and May 1978, I had never lived anywhere but St. Albans, West Virginia. My family was very active at St. Andrew United Methodist Church. In 10th grade high school, I took a job, bought a car, and involved myself with lots of non-church activities. I didn't return to the church until a few years after I was married in 1978, when we began our life in St. Albans and started raising our family. My wife, Carmen, my children, and my parents were very active at St. Andrew United Methodist Church with youth, Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, United Methodist Men, and Chancel Choir. We served in about every lay position that we were asked to fill. I retired from my highway engineer job in May 2022. In the same month, my wife and I moved to Harrisville, West Virginia, to be near our daughter's family. We rented a small house next to our lot and began building our retirement home. Literally, every day for the next 11 months, my life consisted of hands-on home construction, while Carmen focused on selecting lighting, wall covering, flooring, plumbing fixtures, appliances, and keeping everyone paid. On our last day during worship at St. Andrew United Methodist Church, our dear friend and pastor, Jonathan Deerdorf, spotted us out in the congregation and asked me if I wanted to share anything with the congregation. My impromptu response was to thank all my friends for helping to take care of me and my family. We were blessed with terrific role models. I promised them I would take all the lessons and skills I learned from my 66 years at St. Andrew United Methodist Church and share them with my new church family at St. Luke's United Methodist Church. And that is exactly what Carmen and I have tried to do for the last 3 years. People at St. Luke's and in the community have accepted us with open arms. With God's help, we have not only built a new house, we have built a new life in Harrisville. Let us pray. God, we thank you for putting us where you need us. Your faithfulness in leading and guiding our lives has helped us grow and thrive in those special places. Amen.